I said, by 5 or 6 months. He left the place to a nephew who tried running it for a few months and then decided it wasn't the life he wanted for himself. So I guess he sold it to Jake, whoever Jake is. Whoever Jake is, he said, he puts a good meal on the table. You know what they've got here? You can get an Irish breakfast all day long. What's that, a cigarette and a six-pack? Very funny. You must know what an Irish breakfast is, a sophisticated guy like yourself. I nodded. It's the cardiac special, right? Bacon and eggs and sausage. And grilled tomato. Ah, health food. And black pudding, he said, which is hard to find. You know what you want? Because I'll have the Irish breakfast. I told the waitress I'd have the same and a cup of coffee. Joe said one vodka was enough, but she could bring him a beer. Something Irish to go with the breakfast, but not Guinness. She suggested a harp, and he said that would be fine. I've known Joe for 20 years, though I don't know that ours is an intimate friendship. He's spent those years as a detective at Midtown North, working out of the old station house on West 54th Street, and we'd developed a working relationship over time. I went to him for favors and returned them, sometimes in cash, sometimes in kind. Now and then he steered a client my way. There were times when our relations had been strained. My close friendship with a career criminal never sat well with him, while his attitude after one vodka too many didn't make me relish his company.